The day's other headlines begin with a deadly attack at a British synagogue on Yom Kippur, the most solemn day in the Jewish calendar. Police there are calling it a terrorist attack. Two people were killed and four others were seriously wounded. The attacker, who officials say was a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent, was shot dead. Paul Brand of Independent Television News brings us this report from the scene in Manchester.
On the most holy day of the year for those of Jewish faith.
If you're not involved, move back! Get away! Somebody stay with casualties! Everybody else! He has a ball! Go away!
He's got a bomb on him!
He's already driven a car at people outside the synagogue in Crumpsall and attacked others with a knife. Now police take no chances given his third potential weapon, the suspected bomb, around his waist. The gunshots proved fatal, but so did his attack. For all the attacker's efforts to take more lives, security staff likely saved them by stopping him from getting inside the synagogue, as others nearby were taken to safety.
As they evacuated us, I walked past the rabbi, Rabbi Daniel Walker. Now, they were pushing us forward, but I did see, now on this day, it's a day of prayer. And on this day, we pray with a long white robe on this day. And I saw at the bottom of the robe there were specks of blood.
It was hours before police could get near the suspect to identify him. First, bomb disposal teams had to be called in before what sounded like a controlled explosion. In this picture, you can see a knife lying near the attacker's head, with the suspected bomb to his right. Just one clue as to his motive.
This attack has been officially declared as a terrorist incident, and the investigation is now being led by counter-terrorist police. As has been confirmed by CT policing, we believe that the identity of the offender has been established, but until we are certain of this fact, it is premature to set out this detail at this juncture.
This part of Manchester is home to Britain's second largest Jewish population, but it's home to other communities too. As in many cities, the relations, the potential tensions between them have been a cause of acute concern in recent years, the fear that global events could make people local targets of hatred.
This afternoon, the Prime Minister flew home from a European summit in Denmark to chair an emergency meeting and reassure the Jewish community.
Earlier today, a vile individual committed a terrorist attack that attacked Jews because they are Jews. And so I promise you that I will do everything in my power to guarantee you the security that you deserve, starting with a more visible police presence protecting your community.
Yom Kippur is a time of repentance for Jewish people, of confessing sins. But as they worship in Crumpsall tonight, who will atone for the violence committed against them? Paul Brand, ITV News, Manchester.
Also today, President Trump says the U.S. is now in armed conflict with drug cartels operating in the Caribbean. That's according to a memo that was sent to Congress and obtained by multiple media outlets. The document reportedly refers to cartel members as, quote, unlawful combatants and states that the U.S. must use force in self-defense and defense of others against the ongoing attacks by these designated terrorist organizations. News of the memo, first reported by the New York Times, comes after President Trump posted videos like this of strikes on boats that he claimed were bringing drugs to the U.S. Human rights groups and several U.S. senators have questioned the legality of those strikes. The White House is asking nine major universities to align themselves with President Trump's political priorities in exchange for federal funding. Schools would have to agree to certain terms related to women's sports, free speech on campus, and student discipline, among others. And international enrollment would be capped at 15% of the undergraduate student body. In exchange, schools would get priority access to some federal grants. The nine institutions include the University of Pennsylvania, Brown, the University of Texas at Austin, and MIT. It was not immediately clear how those schools were chosen or whether others may follow. Officials in Memphis are preparing for the arrival of additional federal authorities as part of a broader Trump administration push into the nation's cities. Senior administration officials visited Memphis yesterday with White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller telling officers they're being unleashed to tackle crime there. Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen, who represents Memphis, is pushing back, writing that we are not a training ground or target practice. While in Oregon, a judge is set to hear a legal challenge tomorrow against the deployment of National Guard troops there. All that as some immigrant communities in Chicago are on edge after federal authorities carried out a late-night raid this past week, arresting at least 37 people. In Gaza, Israeli attacks killed dozens of Palestinians overnight as the world waits for an official response from Hamas to President Trump's proposal on ending the war. According to hospitals in the region, at least 41 people were killed across the strip by Israeli airstrikes and ground attacks. Meantime, several boats bound for Gaza began trickling into Israeli ports today after they were intercepted by Israel's military. Hundreds on board were arrested, including European lawmakers and climate activist Greta Thunberg, who recorded this video before being detained.
If you are watching this video, I have been abducted and taken against my will by Israeli forces. Our humanitarian mission was non-violent and abiding by international law. Please tell my government to demand my and the others' immediate release.
We free Palestine! We free Palestine!
Protests broke out in cities across the world today, condemning Israel's interception of the aid flotilla and its ongoing military campaign in Gaza. Back in this country, authorities are investigating what they call a low-speed collision involving two Delta Airlines regional jets at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. The cockpit of one plane was damaged in the incident, as was the wing of the other. This animation shows the path of the two planes on the taxiway. One was preparing to take off to Virginia while the other had just arrived from North Carolina. In a statement, Delta apologized to its customers and said the airline will work with all relevant authorities to review what occurred. One flight attendant was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The FDA's approval of another generic version of the abortion pill, mifepristone, has sparked a fierce conservative backlash. Drug maker Evita Solutions said that officials signed off on its low-cost form of the pill, which is approved to end pregnancies through 10 weeks. The group Students for Life Action called the approval a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The criticism comes as Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faces growing pressure to restrict abortion access. Mifepristone was first approved 25 years ago and has been repeatedly ruled safe and effective by FDA scientists. On Wall Street today, stocks crept higher thanks to gains in technology shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added nearly 80 points. The NASDAQ rose almost 90 points. The S&P 500 ended just a touch higher on the day. Still to come on the NewsHour, a refugee living in the U.S. expresses fears of being deported to a country he barely knows. And a book on the history of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process gives valuable insight into the current negotiations.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.